Hey guys, my name is Queen Cooley. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming to this video. I wanted to make a special video for you. If this is your first time here, welcome in. Again, my name is Queen Cooley. I am an activator. I am here to help you live your best life. And what I do is I bring an array of talent through the realms and talk to your answers, talk to God, talk to whoever wants to speak with me. And give you information. And what I really would love to do, and I do this with quite a few clients, is to make you unbreakable, especially if you're empathic, if you're sensitive, you really need help in that area so that if someone says something, you're not completely crushed. So this is what I do in the world. I am really, really, really glad that you're here. And if you've been with me for a while, thank you for coming back. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to like and share and subscribe. If you want to work with me, all the details are below in the description box. And how did you guys do with the eclipse? A couple of days ago, well, yesterday, right, we had an eclipse, and it has been brutal for me and a lot of my clients. I was wondering how each and every one of you was getting through it because it has not been fun. I've been tested, I think, on every single front. It's been difficult, not easy. It seems to have been quite a while for myself. And let me know in the comments how you have fared. Hopefully, a lot has come to the surface for you and you have released. That was the whole purpose of it, was so that you would be able to offload things, places, people, events, thoughts, anything that's not serving you anymore. Because we tend to carry things forward that stopped serving us long ago. And because as 11s, we take things so personally almost all of the time, which I would encourage you to stop doing if you can break that. It's really helpful because, when we take on others' energy, you only have so much in your energy body, so much space. And if you're taking on other people's stuff and their energy, it really can interact with your energy, number one. But then you've got to release it at some point. So, to make sure that everything's flowing, because we always want to try to be in a state of harmony and happiness and joy, but we're not a lot of the times. And this eclipse was tough. So, if it was tough for you, hopefully you're feeling a little bit better now that it's passed and it's loosened its grip on us. So, for those of you that know me and have been watching my videos for a while, you already know what I'm going to say. If you're new, you won't, but bear with me. I probably over the last 6 years, as I mentioned, I go to the realms, I speak with God, I speak with my ancestors, clients' ancestors, I speak with animals and humans that have passed. I speak with beings that are from different places, right? Where everything's different. And this all comes through me. As a gift to you, to help my clients and to help the world. And God told me that I have so many books and so many downloads. They're filled with downloads, like just downloads that I write. If you're not familiar, a download happens when I meditate. My eyes are usually closed and I just get an immediate download, just like that, really quickly from either God or who I'm speaking with. And it happens so fast, I have to write it down really quickly and then transcribe it later. I have books and books and books on this. And all of this is not just for me to have to hoard onto. No, it's for you guys as well. So I have started another channel, but I really wanted to start incorporating these reads into what I'm going to be sharing with you because they'll help you. They're timeless. I could take something that they wrote and said to me maybe 5 years ago, and it'll completely be timeless. And a lot of it is about us as humans and that we are divine sentient beings and we are sparks of God or whatever you believe in, spirit, the divine, whatever you believe. And we're here for a specific purpose. Whether you know it or not, whether you remember or not, you and I, before we came here to this blue marble, as I call it, we signed up for this. And especially now in these crazy chaotic times, we signed up to be here. To shine our light and to help others. But also, the dark ones, as I call them, they know that about us. And if you have a light, as you ascend, your light grows and you get stronger and you have life lessons and then you shine and it's amazing. But the dark ones know this and they have no light of their own. So when they see you starting to, you know, get stronger and stronger, they want it. But more than that, what they want is they want to take you down and out, and they will do anything to do so. And so what's happened for many of us since childhood, myself included, we were stopped by any means necessary. It could be a teacher said something to you, you can't have this, you can't have that, you can never be what you want, and it stopped you. Whatever the situation was, it could have been a parent, it could have been a best friend, and later in life, it could be somebody very close to you. In fact, most of the time, it's someone very close to you, either a spouse, a sister, a brother, it could be anybody, a parent. They may not even realize they're doing it, but maybe you're a little bit different and special, wink, wink, and they didn't know what to do with you, even though they loved you. They just were like, what do I do with this one? We learned to shut ourselves down and off so that we could people please and make others happy, because all we want to do is make other people happy, to the point where we can self-abandon, self-sabotage, and just give and give and give until it hurts, as they say, more than that, until it breaks us. But I don't want that for you anymore. And if you're enlightened at all, you know that this is not a good thing. This is something that I teach all of my clients, because you know what? You were not put here to be unhappy, to be in strife, to be broke, to be frustrated. And everything is energy. And that energy that you put out into the world, the universe hears and then gives you back tenfold. So if you're happy and you're ready to work, you're ready to heal, you're ready to help others heal, you're here to help, and you're filled with joy and gratitude, the universe feels that energy. It says, yes, I'll give you more of that. And that's when you have harmony and flow. And then things, opportunities, the right people start coming to you. But when you're out of that, when you're frustrated, when you're angry, when you're upset, when you're jealous, when you're comparing yourself to others, even though we had completely different journeys, which you shouldn't do, right? Self-included, I'm working on it. That's when you are playing in a very small space. You're not allowing yourself to expand, and you're not allowing yourself to shine as you should, right? Shine like a flower, open up. It's one of my friends used to say. It's really important, because remember, guys, what you say carries weight. You have the power, because you're so strong as an 11 within you, to create life or take it away. And I don't want to say literally. All I'm saying is figuratively, right? You can give someone a nice compliment and brighten their day and really help them. Or you can say something, cut them to the quick, and make them feel awful. You have that power. And also for yourself, you can speak into existence what you want to happen. And that's what I'd encourage you to do every day. Speak it, because your words have power. They form and they can become beliefs and pillars in your life, which is exactly what happened opposite when others tried to shut you down. You took what one person might have said, and they might have just said it like off the cuff. They'll never remember even saying it. You never forgot. You took it, you held it like it was a belief. I can't be happy. I can't be successful. I'll share with you. One time, my father, who's very gifted, said to me, I don't think that you can use your gifts to even make money. This was a long time ago. It wasn't now like the coaching and, you know, the world's more accepting now of us, of the empaths and sensitives. But he didn't know what to do with me, right? Because again, as I always say, what we have is inside of us. Until that transforms and you can see that transformation outside of us, it's not like other gifts. Like, oh, you play baseball? Awesome. Yes, everyone can see it. Let's get you a scholarship. Maybe go pro, right? For us, it's inside. But you know what, guys? It's so important. Don't ever diminish your gifts, especially because they're all divinely orchestrated for you. And you're the one that needs to show up take off your mask and be who you truly are. About 2 years ago, I was very, very lucky and I met a protector. And this person, who was a male, helped me so much in my life, made me unbreakable. And it was not fun. It was hard because I had to face myself. But he put up a mirror in front of me and showed me how little I valued myself. This is very common for us. And that's what I do with you guys, especially people I work with. It's not to hurt you. It's to make you stronger and to help you realize that you are worthy. You are valuable. So he sent me something. I was looking at it today and I thought, I really want to share this with you. It's timeless and I think it will help you. He's in heaven now. He's passed away, but he left an indelible mark on me and made me strong. And that will allow me to help you. This is part of what he said. Remember to explore and trust life. I see you already as so powerful and dynamic, and I want you to show the world and embrace your uniqueness and abilities. To watch you soften to explore the gentler side of life, I want you to stay grounded so you can move forward. That's important because so many of us, the 11s are always in the realms. Why? Because that's where we live. That's what we love. It's hard to be here in the 3D. It's not easy. It kind of sucks. But we are still here and we still have jobs to do. We have to help others, two or four-legged, meaning the animals. And we have to shine our light, right? You contain so many pearls of wisdom, so much beauty, but you hide it beneath a shell. I want you to practice removing that shell. I want you to purify your heart, to love again and let love in. And don't be scared of your own light. You don't always have to hold everyone together. And communicating is just communicating your truth, right? The part about the pearls and the wisdom really got to me because I associated that with what I've been given by the divine and all of the information and books that I have. And I thought, yes, it's time. I have to put this out there for the world. It's not for me to hold on to. It's for you guys, right? You watching me. You have so many pearls of wisdom and so much beauty within you, yet you have a mask on to protect yourself. And I'm asking you to take the mask off because that's what I've done here. And that's all about, what is it? Showing up authentically. You're going to see me now as I truly am. Right? Whether I love hats, I wear hats a lot. If my hair is up, if it's down, whatever. It's going to be just me coming to you 100%. Either you'll love it, you'll hate it. It's okay either way. Maybe you'll be in the middle. But I'm encouraging you to follow my lead because I spent my whole life people pleasing. I spent my whole life not putting myself first, self-abandoning. And it doesn't work. It doesn't make you happy. Don't be scared of your light. Don't be scared of your power, because I was, and there's no reason to. The power that you have within you is for a reason. You were gifted this power to help others, and you have free will. If you don't want to use it right now, you just say, hey, I can't deal with this right now. It will still be there when you're ready. When you're ready, just like when you're ready, the teacher appears. Communicating your truth is paramount, and don't be scared of your past. Anything you did in survival mode, you thought was necessary. Let it go. Forgive yourself. Your heart is the most beautiful thing about you, and it's a shame to not share that with anyone. To give them the discount version of you is a disservice for them. The world needs your light, and you are a special soul. Right? You are seeing yourself as separate to others and the world around you. You are seeing yourself as different, and you have either denied or forgotten that the outside is a reflection of an image of the inside. You are not seeing that you are a part of the universe, and the universe is a part of you. You're not seeing in your external world and understanding that it's a reflection of you, right? if it makes you more comfortable to separate me from them, right? Or to say us and them, we're different. Because I used to say people won't understand what I'm saying, which became a self-fulfilling prophecy. Your words have power. But it's really not us and them. We are different. 11s are different, no doubt, no question. But we're still here as humans to help each other, right? We're here to help the normies. We're all on a timeline. And when you wake is when you awake. You can be 70, you can be 20. So what I want to leave you with is that you must show yourself when you're ready, take off your mask, and allow people in. I am offering coaching services, and also the Brave Academy is open. I have 4 spots and that's it. If you would like to work with me, I would really encourage you to email me and let me know if this resonated with you, because I know that you are special and I know that you have great gifts. And I know that a lot of you are feeling very held back, uninspired, unhappy, but you have great potential within you. And you have to find that reservoir of strength. Take pain and turn it into strength for yourself and for others, because you're stronger than you think and smarter than you know. So let's go. If you want to change your life, you've got to stop waiting around and thinking that somebody's going to give you all the answers, because it's not going to happen. And even with my clients, sometimes they want all the answers, but it doesn't work that way. You have to do your work, right? The divine gives me something for you, and then you have to go and find the rest. We all have to search and do our research and work on ourselves. But that's the beauty. That's why we're here. We're here to evolve. We're here to ascend. And remember, you're perfect as you are. Perfect as you are. Don't be afraid of your light. Don't be afraid of what's under your mask. Take your mask off and let the world see you, because you have beauty. And that's what it's about. I hope this helps you move forward. If you want to work with me, let me know below. Please don't forget to comment and share, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.